Welcome to the Journeyman Cave, a podcast where we meet and chat with some of boxing's most seasoned road warriors, hosted by Mark Shakespeare and Chris Scarfe.
Welcome back to the Journeyman Cave, everybody. Mr. Shakespeare, how are you doing?
Not too bad, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, good, good. I think for today's episode, we should probably mention that although we are called the Journeyman Cave, and majority of the time we will be speaking to journeymen, from time to time we will deviate away from that, you know, if we think it's relevant. So we might get, you know, the odd trainer or someone that's not technically a journeyman. And funnily enough, that might be what we've got today. We have Andy Townend, who apparently not technically a journeyman. Do you want to tell us about Andy?
Yeah, he most certainly wasn't a journeyman, mate, but as me and you both know, we both powder come from Barnsley, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't get many fighters from around this area. And I thought it was always good to get someone like Andy on, who's from Barnsley, and give him a voice they don't get very heard of. And to be fair, he had a cracking career.
Yeah.
I think it ended up being 22 wins and 5 losses.
Right.
And along that way, you know, picking up the Central Area title at Super Featherweight and the English.
Right.
Title at Super Featherweight as well, which is no mean feat.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and if, apart from personal issues, he also did win the Commonwealth title
at
Super Featherweight. But unfortunately, because of personal problems, he come in overweight before the weigh-in, and when you come in overweight, obviously you can't win the belt.
Right, disqualifies you.
Yeah, so he did beat John Case. He actually knocked him out, but obviously the Commonwealth title didn't come back to Barnsley, unfortunately.
Oh.
Which is a bit of a shame, because I think it would have been the first and only Commonwealth champion from Barnsley.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. But he's had some good guys along the way. And technically, like you said, he isn't a journeyman, nowhere near that. I don't think he'll have to be called that anyway. But the fact of the matter is, he did go in the away corner quite a lot. And for example, I remember when he went in with Rendell Munro, who were a top fighter.
Yeah.
And he went in the away corner and fought him in only his 9th fight and took him the distance. You know, and he's also been in with great fighters like Martin J. Ward and also now Joe Cordine at World Champion.
Yeah,
so, he's been with some great fighters, and I think it'd be great to get him on and a little chat with him, really.
Yeah, I think we should, let's do that now, shall we?
Let's do it, mate. Yeah, so are you all right then, Andy?
Yeah,
the KO
good,
kid,
mate.
Eh?
The KO good kid.
Yeah.
My nickname.
No one here, yeah.
Nice one. Well, thanks for joining us.
It's all right.
Made that long trip up from town centre.
Yeah, that. Well, we're uphill.
Uphill, it's downhill, aren't we, on?
Yep.
I mean, we met the other week, didn't we? Had a quick chat and that. But I might as well get you in, do it properly.
Yeah.
So when did you get into boxing?
Yeah, I was 14, I got into boxing. Started off at White Rose in Wakefield. And then I made my way to Iron Fast in Cardiff.
Yeah.
And then I turned pro at 22.
And so did you do amateur first then?
Yeah, I did amateur first.
How long did you do it?
8 years. 49 fights, lost 16, won 33, so it wasn't too bad.
No mean feat that, mate. Did I enjoy amateurs or
yeah,
more a pro man?
Yeah, I always missed our pro compared to amateurs. I always get that first round away with amateurs, obviously, so pro's a longer game.
Yeah, but they all say amateurs completely different to pro, don't they?
Yeah. 3 minutes, you could just go flat out for 3 minute rounds,
So then, mate, how many fights you have, do you know?
Too many. 29 as amateur, 27 as a pro. I lost 5 as a pro.
Yeah, and they were tough fights and all, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Weren't they?
They enjoyed it, right?
Yeah, but they're stuck in. I mean, listen, you had Rendell Munro, didn't you?
Yeah.
7 fights in?
7 fights in, yeah.
That's no mean feat, that, mate. Not many step up for that.
No, well, just asked me and said, yeah. I won't bother to who were against.
So what were you like in ring? Were you good, or?
They were good, yeah. Yeah, they were good. Experience beat me on the night. Looking back, I thought I had him out. I wobbled him and I just jumped on him and wore missing out. And then he put me down twice in 9th.
Yeah, but like you said, he had a couple of losses, obviously, mate. But like, obviously, Martin J. Ward, another one, wasn't he? Yeah. I mean, he also knocked one of your former opponents out, Wager and all, didn't he?
Yeah, did you? Yeah. Well, everybody's good at that level. You know, I ain't fighting for British and Commonwealth title. I'm not going to fight no numpty, am I? So,
to get to that level's quite good, to be fair, Andy. You know what I mean? I mean, if you get past Central Area and you're going towards English like you got, it's no mean feat, mate.
And any face that stand out for you in them 27? Anyone who bothered you a bit more than you expected, or anyone who hit harder than you thought? Or
No. You weren't getting hit. Well, problems when you got to that top level. Wish I had a bit more backing who could actually help me, where I could train all the time instead of going off and working. Yeah, I had the 8 week off or 6 week off work.
Well, we talked to Jerome and he was saying the same. It's some people, you don't get looked after certain people more than others, do they? And, you know, it's hard if you're going to work and then you're going to, I mean, what you said, like you're going to go for a run in the morning, for example, go to work all day, come home, go to the gym. It's hard, isn't it, mate, if you haven't got that backing and that sponsorship. And I wish these small old fighters would get looked after a bit better, like, really.
Well, there's a few people out there for small old, but it's not all the time. Like, you just got to drop on it, you drop on the right person.
But you're happy with Steffi, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm happy with Steffi.
He seems like a good kid.
Started off training with Steffi, I met Steffi, we were sparring with him. After he boxed Amir Khan.
There were a bit of interest from Ricky Hatton, weren't they, at some
point? No, I think Tev Schofield. He got me in touch with him, but I didn't really speak to Ricky. I know what that was. He just got me in touch, saying no, get signed. But then a lot of his family history before Ricky happened, and that was it. So then I went with Steffi.
But to even get mentioned, you know, at the time, because when you started, Atom must have just about started out really training, mentioned. You know, they must have had a bit.
Retired and all, didn't
he? Yeah, so to get mentioned, mate, you must have been up there, mate, to get your name out. But you're happy with Steffi in the end, then?
Yeah, we're happy with Steffi, local lad, and so it's only the next village, isn't it? So.
Yeah. Do you have any decent sparring?
Yeah. Probably best person for sparring. I went in with Luke Campbell.
I didn't know you'd been in with Luke.
Oh, yeah, sparring there.
What were you like? Just sharp, or?
Yeah, sharp. I just came back for 2 weeks. All the Knicks had just been fighting. They were always one step in front, which...
You always get that one person, don't you? I mean, what...
Smith.
Stephen.
Stephen. Yeah.
That were him who fought Selby, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Were you quick?
Yeah, he was good.
They said they expected a little bit more from him, like, when
strong, strong as well.
Yeah. So what about these journeymen, then? Johnny Greaves, you were in with, weren't you?
Yeah, we were with Johnny Greaves.
What do you reckon to him?
So, he was good. We had a laugh. And, he was saying he had some time out, and he says, oh, I wish I could put it on you a bit more, like, but he good, I enjoyed it.
Did he talk to you at ring or all?
No, he didn't wind me up at all, but he said, these gentlemen, it's like, they know what they're doing. They're not daft. So it's like, they're not going to come out and try and knock you out and get knocked out the send when they're fighting next week. Like, then they're losing their money out for week after.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're not daft, they just cover up and... get through.
Yeah, one of my favourites for Johnny, and they say he's a character like in ring.
Yeah.
And I wonder if you don't know, because say he likes to talk to people in that in ring a few times. And do you get any advice after?
Yeah, we had a talk, and had a beer and that, and had a chat.
And that's it. And you did a bit of, I've heard you told me, you went out to Finland, didn't you?
Yeah, I went out to Finland. Yeah, I was there 10 days, I think, I enjoyed it.
Nice.
What were happening in Finland?
I was training out there. I got asked to go out. So they paid me, I think it was €300, and I was out there training, so we were all right.
That's where I want to go for my 40th this year, but it's not going to happen.
You keep saying.
I want to take Littland over to Lapland, November time, and go on it then.
But what's sparring like over there? You don't get many Finnish fighters, do you?
No, I think when I went out there, I think they were only six, and they were all different weights. I think there was one person in his weight, that was it. Went out and watched ice hockey and that, because it's big over there.
Yeah.
But weren't you meant to be at some point leading to a fight, over there at some point, were you?
Yeah, they wanted me to go out there and fight the lad who I was sparring with.
Come on, tell her what happened. Come on, tell us. Tell Scarfy why.
He's laughing. I want to know why he's laughing.
Tell him why it happened.
Because I filled him in.
What, in sparring?
Went out there, taking it steady for the first week. And then second week, Steffi goes, I'll fill him in now.
Would he been a bit cocky or what?
No, he would have been all right.
And you filled him in, mate, eh? So let's go to your English title then, mate. When English title, first title, must have been a buzz for you, that, mate.
Yeah.
Well,
they all were buzz. Well, so I obviously I boxed Masha Dodd. That were a good one. I enjoyed that. And then it was Femi for English, wasn't it?
Yeah, what were Doddy like? Because after you fought Dodd, you see, he went to a run, didn't he, Dodd, after you'd fought him? Went to a bit of a run, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Well, like I say, he dropped on. He dropped on. Yeah, he got a bit of a run. He dropped on, which was good. And because he ended up going on Sky and beating that kid.
Yeah, he did.
But it's like, when he boxed me, he didn't have, he had a figure of a load of four rounders. And then he jumped in with me and had a 10 rounder. So he got the experience then.
Mm.
So he learned and he's done fantastic. You know what I mean? It's like, he has learnt on from him.
Yeah, well, I remember watching that fight, mate. I would have chuffed like when you won it. Well, any local lad who wins it, like, but I still can't forgive thee for beating Wager.
Well, Ben, when did you fight Ben? Is that oh, yeah, you did.
When was that?
Ooh, 2019. Is that right? Or 13? No, it's backwards, isn't it?
Yeah.
13, sorry.
Good fight, though. I won it under
Yeah. Well, we had a plan for that and stuck to it. And, oh, yeah, I got told not to do not for the first four rounds. Just go out, jab and move.
That's exactly what Kevin Hooper said to me when he fought Ben as well. But you were an aggressive fighter, and like I said, there was a lot of respect between you both, weren't you? And you were a great fight for town, that, you know.
No, yeah.
I'm just gutted that I was suffering from depression at the time, and I couldn't, you know what I mean? I'd love to have gone and seen you both.
Yeah.
I always got respect for Ben. Like, anybody who gets in that ring will respect.
Oh, definitely.
We've seen Ben a couple of times at Metrodome, haven't we?
Yeah. But you were more Doncaster sure, weren't you? And, you know, with Steffi, weren't you? Yeah.
So I think I came to Barnsley, boxing Barnsley once.
Mm. That were against Ben, wasn't it?
No, that were Donny.
Well, that Donny?
Yeah.
Cut that out and old Jim.
where did you fight in Barnsley? Metrodome? No. Right, just checking.
Yeah.
Who were that against, Andy?
I don't know. I messed my hand up that night.
Can be saying you messed your hand up on it. Yeah. I thought Wager were in town.
No.
Sure. Can't be right on everything, can we, lads?
No. Well, yeah, I did a six round up against a Polish kid. And his head was like concrete.
Yeah.
Like concrete. I was hitting him with everything.
They don't come cheap, do they? No, from over abroad there, do they? No. It costs a bit of money, don't they, to come over.
I remember the third round, I kept on throwing me one, twos, and throwing them out, like hitting him. Because they were easy to hit, and I messed my hand up. I ended up winning last three rounds with just one hand.
Wow.
Well, yeah, it's still not right now. With a big knuckle on me, like, but. What? Went for the X-ray and saw me one block, but I broke a knuckle back here. I'm like, all right, cheers. Didn't even know. It said it's healed all right. I thought, all right, sound. I've been boxing with a broken hand.
Tough cookie, mate.
Oh, yeah.
But that could fill them in, couldn't they, mate? A few KOs on there, weren't they?
Did all right, mate.
Of course I did. Any regrets?
No.
That's what I like to hear.
No.
It's a cracking record you've got, mate. Yeah.
I'm happy what I did. 16-year boxing, was not long enough.
Oh, yeah. When did you finish then?
Day after my 30th birthday.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you win out on an IO? Did you win last one?
No.
No?
Sorry. We're a tough one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
To be fair, like, you didn't...
To tell you the truth, I had a lot of history, and not as though it's just, I say, a lot of problems at home before the fight.
You need to be 100%.
In a way, I knew it was my last thing, and I went, got me money and come out.
Yeah, fair enough.
But to be fair, Joe Cordino was some fighter, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah. I think you should go.
I think you will.
Go away, like. Should do.
Is it best you fought, or?
I said so, yeah.
I came up watching that fight, like, and I thought, I was frustrated for you. Went down three times, didn't you?
No. Oh, he hit me first round. Yeah, range, soulplex. My own chest, and it hurt then. And then he got me in, I think, what, second. I couldn't stay up then.
But, yeah. Tough, mate. Want to, like I said, a few problems.
Hit me there again, and I didn't even know I went down. It was just a reaction just going down.
But like you said, you had problems. We don't need to talk about, obviously, not our business. But you need that 100% mind focused all the time, don't you? Yeah. So,
well, the problem started when I boxed John Case week before that. That's when I went down. Now I failed to make weight because own problems.
Yeah, it was hard. Listen, it's hard, mate, isn't it? But
Wait before that fight, I got so.
Yeah.
Oh, this one you were, I think you were telling me.
Yeah, it was Commonwealth title. Commonwealth,
but you couldn't have it because of weight or something. I didn't know this. Yeah, I didn't know you'd still fight if you didn't make weight, to be fair. Yeah.
You can still fight, can't it be just if you go overweight, you can't win it, can you?
No, you can't win it, but they still can win it.
Right.
If they beat you.
Right, okay.
And that filled him in, didn't that kid?
second round, I think.
Yeah. And you said you went out to Tenerife, didn't you, and all? Liam Walsh?
Yeah, Liam Walsh, Ryan Walsh and all them. So,
out there, mate?
Oh, you good.
A bit different to Finland.
Yeah. Only a little bit, though. You know, it's not, minus 50, like, so it's only...
Yeah.
It's only a little bit. Yeah, one extra into the other.
Do you have any sparring over there then? Any decent sparring over there with you?
Well, Leo Morrison, that. Yeah.
Anybody else out there?
Not when I were out there, no.
Well, if you've got Walsh brothers out there though, mate, you're going to learn some, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been over 3 times, mate. Enjoyed it.
How long were you there for?
Just 2 weeks.
A couple of weeks?
Yeah.
No filling in people?
No.
You know, he learned his lesson, I hope, from Finland.
No, well, that's still going on, mate. I don't know what Liam's doing, like, but Ryan is fighting Max Hughes next, isn't
he? Mm. Should be interesting.
So, yeah, that'll be a good one.
Do you miss it at all then, Andy?
I miss getting it ring, mate.
You do?
Yeah.
See, I didn't think you would. I thought you were quite content just to chill out and retire.
I miss getting in and throwing like my hangers ago, but I do that on the weekend now.
Well, maybe you don't miss that training, do you, mate?
Yeah, no, don't miss training, mate.
What
as you can tell. Well, we're having a beer in that way.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's nice not to get up and just eat porridge, so then go out for a full English if they want, so... Yeah. Have a bit of sugar in the coffee.
I've just woke up and had a bit of bacon and scrambled egg on toast and then rolled here.
So what are you up to nowadays then?
Just working on a weekend, that's mainly it.
Underwears in Barnsley.
Yeah, underwears in Barnsley.
Sort of fighting that, innit?
Yeah.
Especially on a Sunday night.
Have I filled anybody in?
I can't really say.
I'm sure he just marches about it, do a calmly and quietly. I'm sure he does. That's
it. Yeah.
We know.
I've never said no, whistle and go point at door.
He's rocking it now, he's going straight to work after the air wheels.
Yeah. Have you worked any at Metrodome doers? You
know? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I've done a few. I've done Steffi Bulls.
Yeah.
I've done Carl Greaves and all them up.
Is Carl Greaves in all the good to, innit?
Yeah, he's a good lad, Carl, isn't he?
I don't know him. You know him. I just go along, he offers me out, I'm just like, it's a few beers, I'll go anywhere.
I've done a few amateur shows as well for Trev Schofield and what.
Right.
So, yeah. All right.
Good stuff.
I was going to say, do you actually go and watch? But I suppose if you're working every weekend, watching. It'll be difficult, won't it?
Yeah, it is. I like trying to watch boxing and then you get some idiot trying to run into the ring.
Yeah. I always ask this question to them all, like, and I'll ask you the same. Would you like to pass on a bit of knowledge in time or at a gym or?
I did start off back at White Rose, started off doing a bit. But then went through a lot of bit of problems again. And then ended up losing my driving licence and moved to Barnsley then. So I could be close to work.
You happy here, mate?
Yeah.
Not a bad bunch, are we, over here, though, mate, are we?
No.
Not always.
Did you meet your missus over here?
Yeah.
What's in attendance?
We're good, aren't we? She's in attendance in the background.
Yeah, she is, yeah.
Making sure we're not bullying him.
She's normally pouring me a drink like while I'm working.
She's making sure she's come to make sure you don't fill us in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have to catch me first.
Yeah, but I think you'd be goofy to pass some knowledge on Andy.
Yeah.
Everybody's got something to offer.
Especially over here as well, you know what I mean?
I see a few of them out on I work away and talk to them all and pass it on.
And we'll get Jody over here then for a few beers for my 40th, eh?
Yeah.
And
he's going to stay at yours, right?
Yeah, that's
when I ring
that.
Him. But when it gets to about 8 o'clock, I'm leaving.
It's terrible for that,
morning.
You know? yeah, you wish.
Yeah.
Now he'll come out with me at 7 o'clock on a Friday. By 8:30, he's off home.
I'm not a drinker.
I know. I have to go and find other friends then.
I've got plenty. I'd rather pay for a beer in town, to be quite fair.
You have to come down to Channels and see me.
I will. I don't go down. I've been down that end for a bit, but not late on anyway. Is that where you work most of the time? Channels you regularly like?
Friday, Saturday, I'm on Channels and then Digital.
Oh, God, yeah, Digital. Oh, yeah. What time's that until? About 4? More? Six?
6 in the morning.
No, definitely can't do that anymore.
They don't do any clubs now, do they?
It's like Friday, Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Friday night, Saturday at 9 till Saturday morning at 6. And then I started Saturday morning, 10 o'clock. Came off for 2 hours at 3, went back on at 5 till 6 in the morning next day. 18 hours yesterday.
I'm knackered thinking about it.
True warrior, mate, eh?
Yeah. Is that when football's on, like?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
They're on TV and all this.
Still got your belts?
Yeah,
still got my belts. So I've got an Armani, I've got Next.
Belts I've got cut on my trousers up, mate, they're not worth looking. Have you got central area at home,
Belt? I've got central area. I've got both of them.
I love that belt, mate.
I've got the big red one and then the brown one. So, yeah, and then I've got English title. But,
how long did you hold on to that for?
You're above that level, Andy, I think, though, towards M, weren't you, mate? You were just a bit unlucky that there were some decent lads above, weren't you?
Well, yeah, Masher had both up central area. And then...
Where did you fight Masher? Were you in Liverpool?
No. Doncaster.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you were a chap, because you must have been atmosphere, because he had some fans, didn't he, in Masher?
I think he filled out it, that top row.
He did?
Yeah, filled out.
I can imagine that would have been a Lions den if they went to Liverpool and fought him.
Yeah.
Because he just shot his name out, didn't he? He had a right following
him. He did, yeah. He did well.
He did. He had that big...
Especially for that small, like I say, I always sold over 100 tickets, always. So I did all right.
Well, that you need to, don't you, mate? It's hard, isn't it? It's hard. If you don't sell tickets, mate, you don't earn money, do you?
No.
And a lot of people don't know that. Do they just think you get in, you get paid?
Yeah.
You're a boxer, you must have got loads of money. You don't look like that, does it?
I'll be all right for a footballer, all right, won't I?
Ah, definitely. I wouldn't have a Brockenhander out either, would that?
Oh, I wouldn't know. There's that many rolling around now and falling over a piece of grass and that. Femi Sola, box for English. He wound me up. That's the only person who's wound me up.
What were you doing?
Just waiting, so 41 levels above me and that.
Right.
So, say levels or arm levels above you and stuff like that.
All right.
Did that wind you up then?
Yeah, he wound me up, first time, just having somebody in your face, like, thinking.
Did you make you more determined because you're better than me, didn't you?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Is that what you want English for?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you want English. I know you want English.
Yeah. I think you were vacant when I boxed. I think he won English at February, I think he did.
But that must have wound you up that then, mate. If, you know what I mean, it takes a lot to wind you up. But...
It does, yeah. But obviously, getting down to 9-4 and stuff like that, you're there.
I can't imagine being there.
Short-tempered, I suppose, as well. No, not 18
especially
months.
Especially if you're not, yeah.
Was that all the way through a week you're winding you up, or just...
No, it weighed. I didn't see him, didn't hear, no. I wasn't going around searching people. Everybody who talks about boxing and that, they go around searching the records and go look them on YouTube and stuff like that. I wasn't bothered about them. I was more bothered about myself. I always went and trained my hardest and that's it. So that's what I went and do. I concentrated on myself. I wasn't bothered what anybody else were doing or what they've done.
That's a good way to be.
Or who they are.
And at the day, mate, look after yourself and rest. I mean, you're fine, mate, you're doing that, aren't you?
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think who else bet you, mate. I don't like to...
Doug Ickerin,
there were a couple of journeymen bet you, weren't you? Were you not in the right place there, or...?
No, Doug Ickerin, that was the first time I ever tried making super feather. He were on day, and I felt like myself. I ate a load of pasta and stuff like that, and he just sat heavy on me, but it's like, there's no excuses. He beat me on the night.
Yeah.
I didn't perform. I used to do everything by myself at the beginning of my career and that. And then, obviously, we got a dietitian on board. Once that happened, like that, would it?
That must have helped. You see, it's so much, that says, it's just having them little extra little things, comforts, isn't it, really, to help you out. And if you are on your own, it's tough, isn't it? But at the end of the day, mate, they all have losses, aren't they? Records are for DJs, aren't they, mate?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For your two.
Very good.
For radio, isn't it?
It is, mate, it is. Well, for podcast, anyway, yeah.
Near enough.
It's good to have you in, mate, anyway. It's a pleasure to speak to you, Andy, really.
Yeah, thanks for coming, mate. Right. Thank you very much, Andy.
Sorry, mate.
Cheers. See you again soon.
The Journeyman Cave is produced by James Proud. Music by Ryan Carrier. Special thanks to Rhythm Inc. Studios for hosting. All views expressed are of the guests only. The Journeyman Cave and host bear no responsibility for any opinions given. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at The Journeyman Cave.